Why should they rule over me and mine from some flowery seat in the south? Why shouldn't we rule ourselves again? There sits the only king I mean to bend my knee to. The King of the
Podcastle!
We are the Kings of the Podcastle. Welcome to episode 52. It is a beautiful Wednesday evening, ladies and gentlemen.
It's chilly out, though.
It's a beautiful Wednesday evening. That's the name.
Oh, my God.
You just named it. It's the name.
No, I hate that. That's going to be the new thing, the first thing out of my mouth after episode blah, blah, blah.
All right. It can either be it's a beautiful Wednesday evening, or it's just come out of my mouth, or the first thing that comes out of my mouth.
Holy moly. All right, I'll go with beautiful Wednesday evening.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, okay. It is nice outside. I know you mentioned it's chilly,
it's a little chilly.
It is for Florida. It is very chilly. What, like a high of 65 or something like that today?
I know. Need my jacket.
In the middle of March, the beginning of spring in Florida. Usually it's like in the 70s or 80s.
Well, it's snowing back home in New Jersey, I'll tell you that.
Oh, it is?
Yes. They are sick of it up there.
I'm sure that they have to be by now. The weather up there has been nothing but brutal this winter.
All for them. Snow, nothing. Nothing but snow up in New Jersey.
And they got the hurricane last year, so they're just not happy with weather at all up there.
The hurricane is where you do her on a merry-go-round.
while it's raining?
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
No, you just
and somebody's throwing pieces of houses at you or something.
A nearby construction site.
Right.
And then you're just grabbing stuff and
throwing
it.
You just see a really fat girl flying through the air.
She's on the swing next to you.
Yeah. No, that was the cow flying through the air joke.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. Yeah, whatever.
Whatever. Same thing. But thank you for joining us today. Of course, you can always join us live. We are broadcasting live right now on ustream.tv. But if you want to get the link to that, you have to check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/kingsofthepodcast.
Facebook page.
Yeah, we need people to get on that Facebook page.
Leave
if you're listening to this show right now, you need to go to facebook.com/kingsofthepodcast. Kings of the Podcastle, one word.
Let me say something about
our page.
Leave a comment, write something, find a funny picture online and leave it there because that saves us work.
Yeah, yeah. We're sick of being the content creators here.
And if you hate us,
do our job.
If you hate us, say something that is hateful as well.
And speaking of user-created content, Mike, believe it or not, for the first time since we started this little bit, we got voicemails.
We have voicemails?
Have voicemails.
Well, first, let me finish all the wonderful ways that people can contact us, because one of the ways you can be listening right now is through Renegade Radio, which we're happy to be part of, renegaderadio.com right now. You can check us out there. Monday through Friday, we've got episodes playing at 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern.
Renegade Radio.
So
featuring Kings of the Podcast.
I need to mark that and leave it as a drop.
Yeah, you do. So make sure that you check us out there if you are listening to us on the podcast through iTunes. Thank you. Make sure you rate us there and leave a comment. We certainly do appreciate it. And if you would like to call into the show, you're listening live and you're checking us out on ustream.tv, you can call 407-392-4KOP. That's 4567. That's so easy. 4567.
Like
407-392-4567. Yes, easy. Like Zach's girlfriend.
Damn it.
Easy like Zach's girlfriend. Well, yeah.
We're not doing a harmonizing thing again. We're not doing that. It ended poorly last time.
We were terrible at harmonizing. Anyway, so like you said, we do have voicemails. If you call us during the show, obviously we'll answer. But if not, we have this lovely thing called voicemail. Maybe you've heard of it. It's one of those things that you can basically leave a message and we'll play it back during the show. And we actually got a couple of voicemails apparently over the week. We'd love to play these back right now for you. This is, did we get a name? Is his name Zach?
He'll introduce himself.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, this is Pickle Juice. I was just calling to say, man, it's fucking rainy on there down there. Oh shit. All right, I'll try again without using cuss words. Hey, this is Pickle Juice from Oklahoma City.
He calls back.
I just wanted to say that you guys are doing a great job down there in rainy Florida. I'd like to know exactly Schwarzenegger would sound like if he was having sex. I want to give this one to Mike Lee. We'll see what he does. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Wow.
Wow, holy moly.
Somebody sounds like they've been smoking a half a carton of cigarettes.
They have been a little bit drunky poo.
Oh, a little bit? At least.
Yeah. It gets better. Oh, do you want to respond to the request first, or do you want to move on?
No, what's the request?
He wanted to hear what it would sound like if Arnold Schwarzenegger had sex.
Get in the back door!
God. Oh, Maria! Maria!
Come with me if you want to live.
There it is.
Go ahead.
So I was at the doctor's office the other day for my yearly checkup, and I'm sitting there in the examination room.
Golly, he's hammering.
And the doctor comes in and he says, Zach, I can tell you right now, you're going to have to stop masturbating. And I'm like, what, doc? Why? And he says, because I'm trying to give you a checkup.
An oldie,
my name is Zach Linke. I'm a big fan of the show. I'm from Oklahoma City. And I just wanted to know if you might talk a little bit about the brain-eating amoebas.
The brain-eating amoebas? I think that was a drink of a beer.
Hey, this is Pickle Juice from OKC. First-time listener, first-time caller. I had a question from Mike.
It's like the fifth time he's called.
Wanted to know... what's up with those brain-eating ones? And why can't they help you? You just said that you were taking calls. I think roses are overplayed. I think if you take a rose or a flower, period, you need to make it different than a rose. An orchid, maybe? Some lilies? Something besides a rose.
What the hell is he talking about?
I don't know.
A lot like a stargazer lily.
All right, there
it
you
just
go.
Turns into nonsense.
It
at the
does
end.
Turn into nonsense. A stargazer, Lily. I have no idea. The brain-eating amoebas, though, I'm pretty sure I know what he's talking about. You know, the amoebas in the summertime here in Florida. You guys heard of that, right?
That's a ruse.
No,
that is not a what?
It's a ruse.
A ruse. What are you talking about?
The hell's a ruse? First of all,
it was. What's a ruse?
Yeah,
you mean like a wives' tale?
Yeah,
no, that actually happens. No, every year there's stories in the news about it.
It's fake story propagated by the water parks. Don't swim the lakes. Come to the water parks.
That is not true at
all.
Yes,
it is.
It's very possible. It's very possible.
So you're saying that the water parks had fake families report fake deaths of their fake children to the major news agencies around Central Florida, and the major news agencies did absolutely no research and actually ran with stories of fake children from fake families.
It's very possible.
That died in fake lakes.
That's what the Polish people said when they saw all the reports about the Jews going on trains.
Holy moly.
Is that at all true?
I think that the brain-eating amoeba is where you come in her ear. I've got some random facts for you for Wednesday. Here are some very interesting things. I don't know if you know this, but by the age of 70, which, John, you are rapidly approaching.
Shut your hole.
your body has shed 105 pounds of skin.
Really?
Yeah. You know that dust around the house 9 times out of 10 is
just
like
skin crap.
It's skin, yeah, sure. Skin, yep. Flakes. 105
pounds. And delicious.
Pounds.
Well, Stephanie is very thorough at cleaning, so we don't have that issue.
You dust a lot?
With her tongue.
She cleans that.
What the hell are you saying over there?
Look on your face.
With her tongue. Go ahead. She cleans a lot.
She's just very thoroughly a clean person, when it comes to our home. So.
Okay, all right. 40% of people are afraid of flying. Are you guys afraid of flying?
No, I'm a pilot.
I'm good.
He's a pilot. Yeah, he's a pilot.
He's
Hello.
A butt pilot.
Hey. That makes a whole new joke for pilot hole.
Hole.
But actually, that's probably a disproportionate fear based on the risk. If you took one flight a day, at one flight every day, the odds are that you wouldn't be in a fatal airplane crash for 55,000 years.
Really?
Yeah.
And what if you were flying out of Malaysia?
I don't know. You know, the other day...
you know what? You don't know, and nobody else knows either.
I know. The other day, this was actually a couple of months ago, I went out to a place and I had mussels for the first time. Have you ever had mussels like the appetizer?
Yeah, mussels
after
are
I worked out at Gold's Gym.
Boo. No, you know...
Whatever.
Whatever. It's all right. It's okay.
Do you ever have mussels?
You know, mussels, the clam.
I know what you mean.
The shellfish. Yeah. But anyway, I had these. These things were amazing. It was the first time I'd ever tried them as as food, and it was in this Malaysian sauce. Huh?
Were they raw?
No, they were steamed.
Okay.
And they were covered in a Malaysian sauce, some kind of like sweet,
so
spicy
Malaysian.
I don't know. What?
What?
You said they were steamed.
Holy moly. I'm trying to tell a story here.
Damn,
I'm
thanks, ruining Dad.
It. Sorry.
But anyway, they were covered in this Malaysian sauce, and it was like
you
a
never
sweet
found
and spicy
it, did you?
Whatever. No, I just having a really hard time finding them again.
Hey,
see, I was getting there,
and
you
killed
you
it for you. I am so sorry, bro. I
Why
didn't
don't
know
you
where
try another
going.
Joke, and we'll walk all over it, too.
Yeah, I know, please. All right. The world's shortest commercial flight is between two islands in northern Scotland. The flight is literally 1.7 miles. And the official flight time is 2 minutes, but it takes closer to about 47 seconds to do it. So that's there you go.
How big is the airplane?
I imagine it's probably just a little jet, like what Zach flies. Beverly Hills was named after Beverly Farms in Massachusetts.
Uh-huh.
That was named after Beverly, Yorkshire in England.
Oh.
And that town was named in 700 AD because of the colony of beavers that was native there.
Uh-huh. Yes! So, Beaver Hills!
There you go.
Yeah, so Beverly Hills is actually named after a bunch of medieval English beavers, just so you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of beavers that walk around there.
Medieval ones.
Beaver Hills is sure. Where you make her put the small of her back in the arm of the couch.
Yeah.
And then you smack her with a paddle.
You have to build a dam of pillows. That
and
she goes
yeah,
on
the whole time she's going, damn, damn, damn.
And finally, your random fact for Wednesday. Pablo Escobar was on the first Forbes billionaires list in 1987 thanks to the $3 billion that he made from his cocaine empire.
Damn. Really?
Yeah, $3 billion this guy made.
Clearly, I don't know who Pablo Escobar is.
You don't?
Really?
El,
you don't?
El Pedroni?
El Pedroni, yeah.
Isn't that
the
tequila?
It is not tequila.
There might be a tequila that's
it'll make your head feel funny,
me.
But it's not tequila.
Basically, he's a Mexican drug lord that you know was known to like kill you for looking at him wrong.
Yeah.
And he made $3 billion on a cocaine empire. He also made the list for the next 7 years, by the way, right up until he was killed in 1993. So here are all your random facts for Wednesday evening, a beautiful Wednesday evening, which is going to lead us right into some more trivia.
Oh, boy.
With Johnny D. Donovan. Oh, my gosh.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Trivia with John Donovan, brought to you by Earth Trivia.
And that
right here on Kings of the Podcastle. You can come see my trivia show every Thursday evening at 5 o'clock at Star Island Resort in Kissimmee, Florida, off of West Erlo Bronson Highway.
Hey, there you go.
That's 192 for
That's 192 for anybody who doesn't know how to read.
Like most Floridians.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
Or exit 64 if you are...
No one understands numbers.
All right, this is between Mike and Zach.
Of course.
I can win this week because the bitchy Texan isn't here.
Right.
All right,
I have bronchitis and have to work.
Yep.
That's what angry Texans
A whole lot
about.
Of that. Here's your first question, gentlemen.
Right,
according to the old saying, where do all roads lead to?
Zach.
Rome. Rome.
Oh, that's right. They do all lead to Rome.
That's
I forget
one
that.
For Zach. Here
all
we go. Moving on into question number
Zach,
two.
Zach, also,
hold on,
Mike Lee's vagina.
What?
Nothing.
What?
Woohoo!
All right.
Everybody loves Mike Lee's vagina. Yeah, buddy.
Who painted Starry Night?
Yeah,
Zach.
Baby.
Zach.
Vincent Van Gogh.
Vincent Van Gogh.
Man,
Zach,
you
very
are
good.
A jackass.
Well, you're playing with buttons over there, not paying attention.
I'm having fun.
Question number three.
My vagina.
Wrong.
No.
You didn't say your name.
Oh, is that your name now?
No.
You're chiming in with my vagina?
Zach.
Zach. I'm sorry, go on.
Zach, what is Mike Lee's vagina?
Wrong game show, my friend.
Damn it.
Idiot.
In what movie does Adam Sandler possess a magic remote control?
Zach.
Mike.
Zach.
Remote control.
Wrong.
It's Click.
It's Dance. Click. One for Mike Lee.
Woo!
Okay. Very good, gentlemen. Very good. Okay. A little geography history type thing. Which state celebrates Confederate Heroes Day on January 19th?
Zach. Alabama.
Wrong.
Ooh, how
I was going to give you some choices, but if you want to go ahead and answer, go
how
ahead.
How about Georgia?
Not Georgia.
Oh.
Zach.
Idiot.
Arkansas.
Not Arkansas.
Zach.
Oklahoma. Not
Oklahoma. Zach. Mississippi.
Not Mississippi.
Zach.
No.
Tennessee.
You can't just keep guessing.
You haven't tried yet.
It's my turn, because you keep going.
Mike, give it a stab.
How about Louisiana?
No.
Zach.
Son of a...
Zach.
West Virginia.
No.
damn it.
All right.
West Virginia was not a Confederate state, by the way.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
I believe West Virginia was neutral during the war. Virginia was a Confederate state.
Mike. South Carolina.
No.
Son of a whore biscuit.
Zach.
North Carolina.
No.
Damn it.
I have choices. You want me to give you?
Yeah,
you want me to help you out?
Sure, because it'll be one of the ones that we haven't named yet.
Alabama, Mississippi, or Texas.
Zach.
Mike.
Zach.
Texas.
Very good, Zach.
Piece of garbage.
Process
I hate you.
Of elimination.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Baby.
Texas on January 19th celebrates Confederate Heroes Day. All right, gentlemen.
Where are we at right now on the score?
I'm winning. It's 3, Zach. You won.
Damn it.
Eric the Red. Was he a Russian commander?
Mike.
Mike.
Yes. I'm going to go with yes, Russian commander.
Was he a Turkish commander? Or was he a Viking?
Zach.
Zach.
Viking.
Viking. Very good,
you
Zach.
Whore. You go, man.
All right, another movie question, fellas. In the movie The Goonies, what candy bar does Chunk offer Sloth?
Oh, boy.
Zach?
Zach?
Almond Joy?
No.
I don't know.
Mars?
Really know.
No.
Zach?
Snickers. Mike, no. Snickers.
No.
Mike, Three Musketeers.
No.
Mike, Milky Way.
No.
Mike, Twix.
No.
Zach. Mike, Kit Kat.
Zach?
Mr. Goodbar.
No.
Mike, Kit Kat.
No.
Mike, 100 grand.
No.
Zach.
Zach.
Baby Ruth.
Baby Ruth!
Almighty!
Very
Why
good time.
Oh, yeah,
here?
Baby.
All right, gentlemen. Real creatures of the earth. You got to pick one. And let me finish the whole thing before you chime in, okay?
That's
okay.
What she said.
Which is the real creature of the earth? That's what she said.
Let me finish the whole thing before you chime in.
God, somebody slap us. Which is the real creature of the earth? Is it the briny hamster?
The briny hamster?
The briny hamster.
That's where you stick a that's where you stick a medieval mace up your butt.
The briny hamster.
Yeah. Okay, let Zach get his composure.
He's giggling like a girl.
Totally giggling like a girl. He's going to wet himself in a second.
I think that he might have actually tried a briny hamster.
He might have.
Briny hamster. I'm sorry. The medieval mace is the spiny hamster. That's what I was thinking.
You got it wrong.
Yeah.
He was a little confused.
The briny hamster is where you soak it in salt water.
Oh, right.
And then put it up your butt. And then put it up your butt.
I'm sweating and crying.
Go ahead.
All right. The briny hamster, the soft coated wheaten.
God damn.
Or the piggy sniffer. Which one of those is the real
Mike.
Deal? Mike.
I'm going with the soft coated wheaten.
One for Mike, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, baby.
Very good. Very good.
The piggy sniffer.
The
Hold
piggy
on.
Sniffer, yeah.
Which one do you think that is?
Wow.
That's right. Where you roll around in the garbage and then take turns smelling each other's junk.
Oh, my God. All right, moving on. Based on employee health, happiness, and stress levels, researchers named this job the...
Zach.
Zach.
Google.
No, the unhappiest profession.
Oh, Zach.
Zach.
Walt Disney World employee.
No. Is it taxi driver, ferry boat captain, or bus driver?
Mike.
Mike.
Bus driver.
Very good, sir.
Yeah, buddy. Whoop-a-da-boo-boo.
Oh, yeah, baby.
I'm fine. I can't
It is
believe.
Now 5-3.
Which position would you like to try tonight?
How about the briny hamster?
Well, I was hoping to do the piggy snapper.
All right, gentlemen.
What's this?
Is it time for the bonus question
it
here?
It is time for the bonus question.
We've got to bring this to a this wrap, is, man. I think Zach's about lost. It needs a
I
break.
I can't handle it. I
All right, it is word. It's a word jumble.
Oh, we need to write stuff down.
Yeah.
All right, if you're playing along at home, grab your pen and paper. Hurry.
I'm going to write the letters down. I mean, I'm going to... You're going to write the letters down.
That works great on radio, John.
Yeah, I know, doesn't it? And I'm going to give you a hint, and then as soon as you think you got it, you shout it out, okay?
All right, go ahead.
All right, your letters are H, A, R, S, M,
F or S?
S as in Sam.
Okay.
M as in Mary. F as in Frank. N as in Nancy. E as in Edward.
Wow.
And your word jumble hint is, I'm new to this school.
Wow. Oh, Mike.
Mike.
Freshman.
Very good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, baby.
Mike wins it, my
what?
Friend. Yeah.
He does.
That was worth 3 points.
Yeah.
Oh, he was behind by two. Very good.
Unbelievable.
Very
I'm
good.
I'm extremely happy with that. Thank you very much. My goodness gracious.
Hit that stop button. For
I did. I did. I did. Okay, we're going to take a quick break when we
hey,
come back.
Hey, let me plug
oh,
one
oh,
more time.
Yeah,
sorry.
Sorry.
That's Earth Trivia, brought to you by Earth Trivia. I'm John Donovan, the host of Trivia at Star Island Resort in Kissimmee, Florida, every Thursday evenings from 5 on. Thank
that's
you.
That's very good. Thank you, sir. Thank you for doing that. It's always a good time. I hope that you played along at home.
I'm still crying.
And I hope that you learned something, if nothing else, what the briny hamster is. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, you're not going to believe what Kanye West is buying
oh, my God.
For his wife.
I hate this
as they're getting married.
He is
and
such
also,
a retard.
Nick Cannon has got a lot more white face controversy in the news.
White
we'll
face.
Be back. White face.
White face.
We'll be back with that and more
that's
here
when.
On Kings of the of the Cock Passel.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever it is.
That's the other show.
Oh, and now it's time for a movie review from Johnny Bagadookie. Hey, yo, Johnny.
Hey.
What did you think of Disney's Frozen?
It sucked.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. A movie review from Johnny Bagadookie. And if you don't like it, go f*** yourself.
Hey guys, this is Danielle Steele. I'm from Memphis, Tennessee, and you're listening to RenegadeRadio.com.
We are the Kings of the Podcastle. Welcome once again to episode 52. It's a beautiful Wednesday evening.
You know, if I was in another room with like glass in front of me and like
you would have to
your,
give me a signal.
Your view was blocked or something, I'd understand it. But I'm sitting next to you. You can see when I turn your mic on.
Yeah, yeah, but I chose not to look that time. Please check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/kingsofthepodcastle. The studio dog is running amok right now. Come here.
What are you doing?
How long till that thing keels over and dies?
Another 5 years. Another 5 years.
God.
Yeah. Damn. But sometimes I'm counting down the days as well.
damn!
So I don't feel bad about you saying that. Welcome to Kings of the Podcastle. Well, you're listening to us live on Ustream.tv right now, or you're listening to the podcast, which you can check out on iTunes, Stitcher, on our website, kingsofthepodcastle.com, and of course at renegaderadio.com.
Renegade Radio!
That's right.
Featuring yes. Kings of the Podcastle.
By
that
the way,
wasn't actually John Live. That was the drop I found earlier.
Oh, good job. Yeah. It's actually Monday through Friday, 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Eastern, and then every Friday, a brand new episode. So make sure you check us out on Renegade Radio and check them out. They've got a ton of great stuff on there.
Yeah, they do.
The Renegade Girls, all kinds of cool content. So,
and believe it or not, we're like one of the more mild shows.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, that's
hard
what,
to believe.
That's
sometimes.
What the guys over there keep talking about. They're like over there talking about DPing and blood and all sorts of crap.
Wow.
Yeah,
holy
I don't
moly.
Know.
That's a bit much.
Hey, do you guys ever get like kind of like, I don't know, fed up with hearing celebrities and their little feuds? You know, like
I don't
when,
pay,
I don't pay
honestly,
any attention to that.
If
crap.
It weren't for this show, I wouldn't know anything about celebrities. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I
well,
don't like
I'm
going to
give you some more info that you can just pretty much toss out the window.
So I'm going to go ahead and tune out for the next 5 minutes.
Kathy Griffin has actually said that Demi Lovato was probably the biggest douche celebrity that she has ever met.
Oh, and, no, I like this news.
Yeah, and Demi's fans have freaked out.
What?
Yeah, they started sending Kathy Griffin. Death threats.
Now, Demi Lovato, is that the girl that was in Spring Breakers?
No, she's like a singer of some sort. Maybe,
yeah, but I think
maybe she was in that.
I would think
I
she
know.
Was in that movie. And
she might have been, but she's kind of old, I think, for that. She's like
well,
in her mid-20s.
Kathy Griffin is very old, and she has a very big gay crowd. So, you know, I don't think Demi Lovato's, her crowd should have anything
no,
to worry
she was,
about. No, really.
She was in it. Demi Lovato was in
was in Spring Breakers,
in Spring
for sure?
Breakers. And if you've ever seen that movie, it's pretty much just... Look at how much of a whore I am.
Oh, yeah, the whole thing. And Vanessa Hudgens was in it as well? Or?
But you know what? You love Demi Lovato, Mike.
I do?
You do, and you don't even know it.
Oh,
do you
no.
see what's about to play?
Do she she sings Let It Go from Frozen?
Hold on. It has to...
No, I see what you're saying, but I have to say, man, of all the Disney songs, this is probably one of the best ones they've ever done.
Why do you say that?
It's just such a great song. You remember back in the day when Disney would hire Broadway musical composers and things like
they
that
have
to do
for
their songs.
Just about yeah. every movie.
No, then they started hiring like Phil Collins. And, oh. and you know what I mean? They started hiring pop stars to do all this stuff. Well, in Frozen, they went back to the Broadway style musical
yeah.
stuff. And it was awesome. It was a great movie. It was a good let classic go, Disney movie. Nope, she's ruining it.
Yeah, it's not as good. They play it in the credits in the movie. And it's not that great.
She's killing it. She's turning it into a pop song. That's the problem.
That's exactly what she's doing.
I do kind of want to do the Briny Hamster with her, though. Or the Spiny Hamster if she's a giant douchebag. Anyway, that's good enough. You don't have to play
you don't
it.
Hear,
but everybody's heard it 100
You
want to
hear the
million.
Drop?
Yeah, I guess so. All right, if you can you get to it. Oh, here it comes. Here it comes. Well, now they
know. Let it go. Let it go. I like the rhythm in it.
Yeah, actually, that makes it sound a lot better.
But it doesn't beat the movie version.
Oh, yeah, the movie version is fantastic. I'm sorry, I'm a Disney fan. Call me a sucker, call me a big sap, but I think Disney's awesome. I mean, who didn't grow up watching Disney movies? You know what I mean?
Sure.
You watched them, didn't you, John?
Kinda.
You're like, ah, that's garbage. Turn the garbage off.
I saw Fantasia.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Well, what did you think of that?
I was... tripping on acid.
It's a good movie to watch
so.
When you're tripping on acid. Man.
So it was freaking like amazing.
Did you think that the water was actually filling up your apartment?
I did, you're and like, then those? I grabbed the pillow next to me.
Those are walking and talking brooms, dude.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Holy crap!
I had the biggest pupils. It was unbelievable.
Anyway, Kathy Griffin is getting all these death threats, including this little gem here. Kathy, I'm going to stick you in the oven and kill you, probably on broil.
Huh.
Wow.
That's great.
Yeah, there's a
like
good
that.
One. There
Hopefully they've put potatoes in.
God bless.
Wow.
I like potatoes.
Now, John, eventually you and your lovely little girlfriend, Stephanie, plan
yeah.
on getting married.
Yeah,
and,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, you guys are going to do that eventually.
We have a child.
Sure, why not? You
we
might as well do the other
bastard.
Thing. You might as well keep it legit or try to make it legit, yeah. Now, this comes from the not always reliable Star tabloid, but apparently...
Oh, of course.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But apparently Kanye West has picked out a wedding gift for him.
Ooh, that guy?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I follow his career. Oh, yeah.
Kanye
This is why it's good to be rich when you get married. Like, if you were going to, you know, buy your wife a present, it'd probably be something that meant something to you, but something reasonable,
I'd
right?
I'd probably have to make it with cardboard and macaroni, but okay.
Yeah, sure. Well, Kanye is supposedly buying Kim Kardashian 10 Burger King franchises in England, Italy, and France.
This is a South Park episode, right? This isn't real life.
No, this is real life. This is real life. What you're pulling up right now is a South Park.
Well, it's all I can think of when I think of Kanye West.
Oh, my God.
It's like every...
Cause I know that I'm a gay bitch. Oh my God. But yeah, he's buying 10 Burger King franchises over in Europe, basically. Kanye already owns several Fatburger restaurants in Chicago.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever heard of this place.
I've heard it was amazing, but now I'm not going to eat it anymore.
Yeah, if Kanye owns it, I probably wouldn't eat it either. But the source says, quote, that's where he sees Kim's future career. Away from reality TV is in the burger franchise business.
Okay.
The fast food franchise.
Good for those retards.
I know. I don't understand those two,
them.
Man.
They're
I
idiots.
Can't stand them either.
And the
Who
fact
really
that
can?
People feeds into their lives, you're a loser too, in my opinion.
Well, if you put any stock in it, I agree.
If you buy his records, if you watch that stupid Keeping Up with the Kardashians show, you... you've got issues, man, and you're ignorant. You're ignorant. You're ignorant.
I will totally agree that if you put any stock in any of that, then
yes,
you're ignorant.
And if you think that's the way to live your life, forget it.
But being in the media, you have to pay attention to it because that's what everybody is talking about.
I'm glad
I'm
not
in the
media.
There's no way to ignore it. There's no
way.
Yes,
you are.
You are in the media. Hello.
I'm going to ignore it.
Do you realize what's happening here?
I don't care.
Hey, John, we're doing a podcast.
Oh, we are.
A radio show.
We're in the media.
It's actually broadcasting live.
Literally thousands of listeners.
Well, now I'm the retard.
Speaking of which, have you heard about the white face controversy going on with Nick Cannon?
I saw the picture.
He's got a new album coming out. It's called called White. No, no. What the heck is the name of this damn thing? I'm so prepared.
It's called Whitey's Be Awesome.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway,
is it really?
No, no, no. I made that up. I think it's party music for white people or something like that, which is almost offensive. That you know, but he's
but
a comedian.
Nobody's going to get up in arms about it.
That's the big question right now. Now he's having fun because there is already controversy. The reason why is, do you remember Julian Huff, I believe, who went and did a blackface costume for Halloween
yes.
and got a ton of flack.
People were angry. NAACP.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, saying that this is offensive, blah, 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 blah.
And
now
what's,
Nick Cannon,
what's that one guy who's an NAACP guy, Al Sharpton?
Yeah.
He's like, no blackface. Look at my beautiful hair.
Because that's what he's actually worried about.
Yeah.
But anyway, Nick Cannon has gotten a lot of flack for this. You've heard about it probably all week long. You know, is this offensive to white people? If we're not allowed to make a joke, like if Julian Huff can't wear
he
a blackface
Asian.
Costume. Yeah, oh yeah, it looks terrible. I personally think that it looks terrible. But he's promoting this new album. It's all a big joke. It's a big publicity thing, and he's getting tons of publicity.
Of course he is.
But now he's coming back on Twitter with this whole thing, and he has posted a picture of a ski area called Whiteface Mountain, and also and also linked to a skit that he did years ago where he and another guy wear blackface. They actually wear blackface. Now I don't know what that
means.
How
does he wear blackface?
I don't know what that means because I think
I could clear the air. Blackface is when your face is literally black, because back in the old days of black and white movies,
it
would read, of course.
So
and
you don't
you
actually
would,
paint it brown.
No,
the
you
color
paint
of the skin,
it actually black, and then you have like big, kind of like big whiter eyes.
Yeah,
and
white. Yeah, well, it makes your naturally white skin stand out a lot more, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
But he's done this skit apparently, and he's posted a link to it on his Twitter account, and he's wondering why nobody cares about that. I don't know. Does it offend you at all that he's doing this white face get up?
No.
I'm going to repeat, he looks Asian.
He does look Asian, very much looks Asian in this. But it is kind of a double standard, though, don't you think? I mean,
right.
I understand that you don't give a crap. I don't give a crap. If I was black, I wouldn't care that Julian Huff wore a blackface costume when she's being a black person for Halloween.
Well, I think
it doesn't make sense to me, though, that they can the African American community can get upset about Julian Huff, but then we're not allowed to get upset about this. Do you see the double standard?
Yeah,
that I'm talking
I think
about?
What the deal is they're still upset about being enslaved for 300
Yeah, that's probably
years.
a sore issue, I would imagine. Yeah, but I didn't
too
do
soon,
it.
If you will.
Yeah, too soon. Yeah, I understand. So
I'm
anyway,
not touching that with a 10-foot riding crop.
Yeah, I know. There's way too many ways to go wrong on that. But
nothing.
What was that?
No, I'm
going to try to skip over it.
All right.
How about Paul Walker? You guys care about him?
He's dead.
He died.
Yeah, he's very much dead, but they finally have released the report of the LA County Sheriff's Department, and they determined that Paul Walker's death was caused by the speed of the Porsche.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Sure.
I mean, whenever you run into a tree at 2 miles an hour, you're going to get a lot different result than if you run into it at 200 miles an
Absolutely.
Hour.
Absolutely. Airbag's still going to deploy, though.
Either way. You're going to get an airbag deployment.
So he got in a wreck because he was going too fast. Ice cream man!
Is the ice cream man going by?
Sorry.
Oh, man.
You don't hear it?
Yeah, I do now.
Okay.
The Porsche Carrera was basically going too fast, 93 miles per hour when it crashed into the tree. So it was still like full on speed right into the tree, 93 miles per hour, burst into flames, killing him. So they have decided that that was it. That's the cause of death.
He's a crispy
speed.
Critter.
So you said he was going too fast and too furious. That was a Horatio Caine glasses remove line.
Do you guys remember, though, when they were talking about the little nubs in the road being the problem?
I hate my little nubs.
But you play with them so often.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Damn it. But you know what I'm talking about? Those little bumps that are in the road.
They have
the
them in Texas.
They have them here. All over the
place. Where? What are you talking about?
They're the on the lanes in the highway.
We used to call them titty bumps when I lived in Texas.
The reflectors on the highway?
Yeah, the little reflectors that are on the highway.
Aren't those law?
They are. Yes, they are here. And they're also out there in California. And they were blaming the fact that they lost traction because they were hitting a series of those as they were in the roadway.
Well, then don't ride in a lane. I don't know. What's the problem?
But
I ride in a lane. That's good advice. Thanks, Zach.
Don't ride over the line. I understand what you're trying to say.
Thank you.
But don't you think that I hate those damn things. I wish that they would have determined that those things were the issue.
I haven't seen any of them here since I lived here.
Dude, go on the highway. Road. Yeah, every time you switch lanes, you're going to hit them.
Oh, the little ones.
Yeah, the little tiny
reflectors.
Guys.
I thought, like, I don't know if you remember being in Texas.
Yeah.
instead of, like, where they would have a yellow line or a white line, they would have these big, bulbous.
Round.
Yeah, they looked like boobs.
Those were definitely ones
titty
that were,
bumps.
Yeah, those were ones that were saying, do not change lanes. These little reflectors are just so that at night, you can see the lines better.
Oh, yeah.
That's fine.
I'm familiar with the titty lanes, but what I like about the reflectors, and I think it's kind of cool, is, like, the way you're facing is white.
Yes, the other way.
But if you turn around the other way, they're red.
They're red, yeah. And I do think that's cool, but I don't know. I just hate the damn things. I feel like every time I run over one of them, it's just ruining my tires. You know what I mean? Because it just sounds so harsh. I hate them. Have you guys ever seen the movie Silence of the Lambs?
Of course. That was a great billion segue. Times.
Okay.
I just watched the end, actually.
It's a great segue.
Thank you. Segues aren't my specialty. I'm just going to go ahead and throw
speaking
that out
of
there.
Smooth transitions.
Yeah, speaking of this, I'm going to say that from now on whenever I have a bad transition. Silence of the Lambs, there's some news coming out that one of the most iconic looks in movie history, which is, of course, him with the straight jacket on.
And the mask.
And the mask, yes.
And that's one of my favorite lines, because he's talking to the senator in the airplane hangar, and he gets her attention as she's walking away, and she goes, "Love the suit."
Yeah. But it turns out that the filmmakers actually tested several masks, and it's a good thing that they chose the one they did, because none of the others even came close. One of them actually looked more like a fencing mask.
Uh-huh.
That wouldn't be very
right.
scary. A fencing mask. And another was basically the cage of a catcher's mask.
Yeah.
Are there other masks that you can think of in horror movies that are kind of iconic?
Hockey mask, Jason.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And what about the
Halloween mask.
The Halloween mask.
Completely covered.
It is.
You know?
And that's a mold of William Shatner's face.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
It came out deformed or whatever, and they were like, this doesn't look right.
This will do.
But then, somebody else was like, that's great. I'll use that one for my horror movie. Yeah.
Dark Knight, what did they have? Were they clown masks or were they... Yeah, they were clown masks.
In the Dark Knight?
Yeah, the bank robbery at the beginning of the movie.
Oh, yeah, those clown masks are good. Any clown mask, I gotta be honest.
Oh, the Saw mask. Oh,
the Saw mask is good?
The doll?
Yeah,
the doll that's going around.
It's a mask, too.
Chainsaw Massacre mask?
Yeah.
Which is actual people skin.
If I sold one of those, I would call it the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
I want to die now for hearing that. God. You know how you puke on disgusting stuff, Zach? Yep. I want to puke over that line alone.
speaking of masks, somebody who's famous for wearing makeup.
Hey, segue.
Yeah, there you go. See, there's one. Kiss.
Oh.
After more than 40 years in their career, they are actually going to be on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine.
They've never been?
Never.
What?
Never once.
No way.
Did they piss someone off?
I don't know, to be honest.
They've never been?
Really think back. I know that Kiss is awesome and iconic now, but were they ever really like...
They were kind of probably jokey in the beginning because they were so campy, because they were such an image thing.
And really, don't they only have a few hits?
Like very few.
Yeah,
but such a big deal.
My problem is I get Kiss and AC/DC mixed up.
Really?
Well,
Kiss has the makeup and AC/DC
doesn't. I understand that, but like...
Kiss has the makeup, AC/DC needs the makeup.
Right? Yeah, no kidding.
But I'll tell you, when I was a kid, I was a little kid in the 70s. Yes, I'm older, ladies and gentlemen.
Uh-huh.
I had Kiss color forms, if you remember that.
What's a color form?
Color form, yeah. This is way before your guys' time. It was like a little scene, and you had these little plastic figures and pieces that you would put on the scene, and you would make new scenes if you wanted to. It was what we had when we were... It's what we had back in the day.
Back in my day.
Look up color forms and you'll see what I'm talking about.
I'm going to go to the bathroom.
But they also
now.
had kids' Kiss baseball cards, like you would buy in the store and everything.
For a nickel. And you get a pack of bubble
and
gum.
We
and
we were thankful.
Soda pop.
And we were thankful for our Kiss...
Actually, this is definitely their first time, and the reason it being is because they are being nominated into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year, and whether Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley like it or not, the photo is actually from 1975 and includes the original lineup, which actually has Ace Frehley
and
Peter
Criss
in it.
And Peter Criss was my favorite back in the day.
And now for more old news... in the Hollywood industry. This will wrap up this segment, by the way. I enjoy going over Hollywood news with you guys because you guys are messed up in the head. Arnold Schwarzenegger is now 66 years old.
What are you talking about?
He's actually going. God. He's actually going
to
be.
I have had Viagra. What? Do you want to see my penis? It is very erect right now.
Come with
it's
me.
It's going to erect you.
But he's going to go back, and he's going to be in the fifth Terminator movie. He's going to play a Terminator robot again.
There's a fifth Terminator movie? Did Disney buy that franchise too?
I don't know.
Who's directing it?
It doesn't say on here who's directing it. I'm imagining that it's not James Cameron, or else I would have heard, you would have heard James all about Cameron.
I can only hope that it's the Coen brothers or Wes Anderson. Because
why?
Because that would be amazing.
Well... What?
Don't you think?
To do a big Terminator movie?
Yeah.
The Coen brothers?
Yeah.
The guys who do Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Yeah, and the Big Lebowski.
Yeah, and the Wes Terminator... Anderson, who did, Life Aquatic and all that?
Yeah, the Terminator is going to be extremely witty, but the action is probably going to be lame if the Coen brothers do.
I vote Matt Damon.
Directing it?
Yeah.
You should stop talking.
Matt Damon. Wait, anyway, he's definitely...
You know what would offend you more?
Oh, boy, what?
I've never seen any of the Terminator movies.
Get out.
What the hell is wrong with
get
you?
Get out,
I don't
Zach.
Even understand.
Get out.
Oh, my God.
You are not a man. You
wow.
are not a man.
That is terrible.
You are not a man. You are not a heterosexual man.
Anyway, Arnold Schwarzenegger is definitely going to be playing a Terminator robot again, but of course he's way, way, way older now. He's 66 years old, but his excuse is, well, the Terminator has living skin on it, and so it would age normally just like anything else. When we come back, we are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get our stupid criminals, and we're going to give you the number one thing that people argue about in the office. We'll be back with that and more here on Kings of the Podcastle. Hey!
And now a refined rhyme from Jackson Mehoff.
Gay black man, you are weird. You look as though you've got hustle and flow, but you speak so very queer. Quit holding a purse and rap out a verse. Stop choking the cock and start shooting a cop. Cease painting your toes and commence slapping your hose. Gay black man, you are weird.
This has been a refined rhyme from Jackson Mehoff.
Hi, this is Tanea with RenegadeGirls.com. Come see me.
We are the Kings of the Podcast. Welcome to episode 52. Here we go. What is it called? Oh, yeah.
Beautiful Wednesday.
It's a beautiful Wednesday evening. Yes, yes.
God almighty.
check us out at kingsofthepodcastle.com. We are on Renegade Radio Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Eastern, with a new episode every Friday at 10 a.m. and 5 p.m.
Where's my Renegade Radio drop?
Renegade
Radio featuring Kings of the Podcastle.
God, that's so bad.
Is that bad?
Holy moly. It's time now, ladies and gentlemen, to break into our ridiculous news segment. But first, allow me to enlighten you on arguments that you're having at the workplace that you probably didn't even realize.
Why do you have that in my butt?
No. No, that's not
only
it.
In Orlando, so, Zach.
Yeah,
sorry.
I'm
this
the one
doesn't
who...
apply to the rest of the world.
That's the spiny hamster, by the way.
Briny hamster.
No, the spiny hamster. Yeah. Is the one that goes in your butt. Well, I guess they both do. Anyway, fights over your office temperature are actually what
oh
is
my
killing.
God, no kidding. It is hot in here.
Yeah, it's hot in here. It's hot at where I work during the day. It doesn't it get ridiculous in your office, John? Like all
well,
the time?
Well, they just fixed the AC in our office.
Oh, did they?
And I don't spend time in that office anymore because they put a computer internet access on the computer in the studio.
Yeah,
which is well air conditioned, and there's nobody in there.
Well, that's true.
You're jacking off in the
awesome.
Theater, aren't you?
Oh, you have no idea.
Man. Oh my God!
My children are all over that carpet.
Oh my God.
Oh, no.
Yes.
It's hot in here in this studio because the studio is upstairs in a two-story house, and most of the AC stays downstairs. And anytime it gets warm...
You're ruining
the
magic.
The heat rises, right?
Sure.
So there's no way. And I can't redo my entire AC system just to cool
and on top
room.
Of that, on all breaks, I go downstairs and rip farts, and all of that is floating
Actually,
into the room.
This leads us to an entirely separate talking point that might be better off the air, but we're going to do it now anyway.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
No, it's fine.
Office argument.
Just a question.
Uh-huh.
Are we going to move this studio to a poolside studio come next month?
It's definitely a possibility.
What?
Zach, King Zach is buying a new home, and he's got a pool, a covered pool.
Yeah?
And one of the guest rooms at his new home opens up onto the pool deck.
Where is this home going to be in proximity to my home?
Literally 10 miles up the road.
Not even 10.
I don't like it.
7.
No?
No.
Oh, 7. 7 miles up the road. Still bad?
Less than 10 minutes.
Ooh, yeah, less than 10 minutes. You can be there in less than 10. No good? Ooh, boy.
I guess I'll try.
Well, it's definitely a possibility because a poolside studio would be kind of awesome.
That would be awesome.
And then when we have the girls over, which we have girls over all the time.
Oh, my God, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, they can be in bikinis.
Yeah,
and then
Stephanie's
come
been asking to come over.
Oh, has she?
Yeah, because, you know, there are other girls, everybody else's other significant other was here last week, and she's like, well, when are you going to invite me over? I want to come on the radio.
She's allowed to come anytime.
She is.
Yeah.
But she's got two kids on each teat, and, you know.
That's perfect.
She's got two kids on each teat?
Yeah.
Wow.
Where did the fourth one come from?
Where did the fourth one come from?
She's busy breasted.
The fourth one is John.
Yeah. Yes, that is very true.
I'm well fed.
Anyway, it's kind of a tradition that the office at offices for coworkers to get into a passive aggressive battle over the thermostat. So it's causing a ton of arguments at work, and
you know
and
what
it's
I miss
a loss of productivity.
You know what I miss about working?
What's that?
What you can't do anymore is if when somebody is complaining about something, you can't just say shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I'm sorry. What was that?
Shut.
What did you say?
Up.
You know what? There's
you
another,
can't do that anymore.
There's something similar to that. And we do it a couple ways at work, but one of the biggest ones is chair height. If like you share a desk and you show up at the desk next to you and you want to sit down and all of a sudden the chair is like on the floor, like who sits like this? You never do that?
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. You sit down and you're like, what the heck is going on? So you lift the chair up?
Yeah.
I do that all the time. My coworker right now, my current coworker, loves to sit on the floor in the chair, but it's as low as it can possibly go, and I cannot stand it.
That's because his fat can't fit over the desk.
Whoa.
wonder if he's listening.
I know. I certainly hope not. I think that...
I be wrong?
Well, yeah, but still, you don't say stuff. I mean, nobody goes around just talking about how small your penis is all the time.
at least not when you're in the room.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how I pick up women.
Anyway, John was talking about his kids earlier. Have you ever gotten low on your money, John, and
Me?
Had to go and break into the kids' piggy bank?
What? No. You've I will never, never ever, ever do that.
Oh,
no
come
way.
On. Need some gas money?
Nope.
Gotta go get a six pack.
I'll figure something else out. Hell no.
What? Now hold on a second. Now I just disagree. I have to say that if you were
maybe
down
you,
to,
but me personally, absolutely not.
Who put that money in there?
Me, but
exactly.
Still, but
so whose money is it really?
They earned it.
And how did they earn it?
They
by taking the trash out.
No, they're too small to take the trash out. Because the dumpster is far enough away from the house. Where
and it's like half condoms anyway.
No, well, Zach, you're raising your hand.
I don't use condoms. I have children.
I assumed you didn't want any more.
Now, Zach, you were about to say something.
I had a CD that I would put like my allowance into and that my parents would put money into that was intended for college.
Sure.
And then when I was like 10 or 11, my dad had hit like bottom.
Rock bottom.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was bad. So that all that college fund, probably about 10-15 grand, that
Oof.
Went bye-bye.
Oh no.
Now
that's
I can possibly see that, like, if like for whatever reason say your parents have to file bankruptcy or something crazy like that, I can see that happening. But if they have like a $5 bill in their piggy bank, you know,
and you need and gas money,
and they're thinking,
yeah, but you can put it back in there later. It's $5. 10 grand you can't pay back.
When
it's
I was a kid
back.
And I got money for birthday stuff, and my parents would immediately take it from me. And
wow.
I would flip shit.
Well, that's a little different if they're taking it from you immediately. My parents, I got into a car
so
wreck.
I want the point being is I will not do that to my kids.
I got into a wreck when I was in high school, got like a small settlement, like $5,000. My parents took more than half of it. Because that was they felt like they needed the money more than I
well,
did.
Well, if you
I would agree. As
if
a kid,
you can't
you
pay rent
money.
And you know you can't pay bills and you're living under their roof, I can see that.
Right.
Because
right.
That's a big sum of money.
So but it's the like, small stuff you wouldn't take.
Yeah. Right. And especially my kids are young.
Well,
you know they're all under 10 years old, of course. So
I have good news and I have bad news.
What's it? What is it?
The good news is you're not alone.
Okay.
70% of America does not take from their kids' piggy bank.
Good.
30%, however, say that they absolutely have sometimes, but they call it borrowing, which is what I was trying to convince
right.
you to admit. But they'll go in and borrow money.
But
and
kids,
then take it.
You know, 7, 5, they don't get that. They don't get what borrowing is. They just thinking that, you know, I have money. And then you go, I have to borrow this. They don't understand.
But what do they know
it's
about
just
money?
They
That's
don't.
My question. How do kids get so excited about a little shiny quarter? Because they don't even
because
know anything about it or what it buys.
They're just learning what it means and where it can go
yeah,
and
what
it
means
can do.
Is that it goes in my pocket if I need it. That's what it means. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't want you to be my dad.
Money in the pocket is where you take cream spinach and use it as lube. No?
I wasn't sure what he was doing with that.
I wasn't sure.
And then
either.
I got it.
And then, yeah, I'm right there. We were on the same brain wave right there. Okay, here's a completely, and speaking of great transitions, here's a restaurant in England serving something that I think is fantastic.
Yeah?
What is it? It is a new burger. It features an entire cheeseburger.
You said burger, I'm in. Already.
I know, right? Okay, this is an entire cheeseburger stuffed inside another burger. So you make the burger, you make the cheeseburger, you get all your stuff on there,
uh-huh.
You take it and you squish it down.
Yeah.
Then you take a complete two other patties
yeah.
and you smash them together and you make this little ball,
yeah.
right? And then you grill that.
Yeah.
And then you put another bigger bun on it and you've got a cheeseburger inside of a cheeseburger.
Isn't that like a double cheeseburger?
No. It's like a quadruple double stuffed cheeseburger.
I feel like they're just running out of ideas.
Well, yes, they are. But I still think that I would try this. It's a novelty food, obviously, but
okay.
I would totally try it.
It's Burgerception is what it is.
Yeah. they cook the whole thing anyway. Then they stack the monstrosity, of course, on four buns, actually. And it costs, the way that this works is it's like a food challenge. It costs $33, but if you finish
what?
It, it's
yeah.
free. If you
Well,
finish
I'll
it.
Tell you one thing. After I'm done eating that, I am going to... Shit.
Well, yeah, no kidding. I think just about anybody would.
No, oh, like really, me. Really shit.
Okay. All right.
I mean big shit.
Have you ever done a food challenge before?
I haven't.
You haven't? Have you, Zach, ever done any kind of a food challenge?
I don't
challenge?
Think I can manage a food challenge.
Really?
Yeah.
You can eat quite a bit, dude. I've seen you. You've
yeah.
gone after it. Yeah. I'll have like a bag of potato chips and you'll like, can I have one? I'm like, sure.
The bag's gone.
And the bag is
get
gone. Yeah. Like the whole bag.
Well,
not just...
I'm hungry.
Yeah, I've never been part of a food challenge, but many times I've been told I should.
I definitely...
Well, it's because you're fat. What? We're on the radio. Nobody,
yeah,
I have
nobody
to
can
let
even
people
see
know
the
that.
Fact
yeah, people
that,
assume
you know.
You're fat when you're on the radio. I mean, case in point.
Well, they
right
don't.
Here.
Wow, whatever.
They don't know. I got to let them know.
What is something that you think that takes skill but gets a ton of admiration?
Masturbation.
What? Yeah, yeah, dude, way to pull on that
yeah.
thing. Yes.
Woo!
Good
that
job.
Was awesome. You are the best.
You are
ever.
Mr. Knuckle Children. Yeah. Rough that suspect up.
Oh, my God.
Way to go, buddy.
Holy moly.
Writing my name in the snow.
Here's some really good answers. Being a single man who cooks, even if that just means following the most basic recipes. Now, I take offense to that one.
That you kind of fall into that category. Because
I love cooking.
You're a single guy,
and you
will cook the shit out of everything, lot of things.
And then I want a huge pat on the back when I'm done.
You do good on a lot of stuff, man. You know, excuse me. When I first moved back down here, you know, we grilled a lot
all the time,
of
yeah.
everything. It was great. It was fun.
How about fixing your parents' internet? Zach, you should probably be able to relate to that one.
What?
Fixing your parents' internet. They think that you're a god, and you're like, all I did was plug it in. winning
That's
money
what
on
she said.
Winning money on Deal or No Deal is on here.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, I don't know why that's on here. A three-year-old's drawings. Oh, my God. The kid's drawings. Absolutely. Kid comes in with the scribble marks all over the paper, yeah. And you're like, oh, that's so beautiful. Yeah. Billy, you did such a good
that's
job.
My life right there.
Oh, man. I couldn't do it.
We've got that stuff posted all around the house. You haven't been over in a while, but oh, my God. It's like Picasso was four, and we're exhibiting it.
Oh, man. How about doing the dishes without being asked? That gets you a bunch of admiration.
It really gets me nothing.
Playing basic chords on a guitar. That Zach and I can relate to that one. Not a good guitar player. And posting a Facebook status about a cause just to bring it awareness, quote unquote. You don't donate money or volunteer, of course. You just raising awareness.
That's just look how great I am.
I'm such a good person. I know about this. I know that it exists. Now you do something about it.
I don't know anyone like that who might
I'm
have an organization and do things to raise awareness.
Now, we talked about it earlier. You're going to be getting married to Stephanie at some point in your life.
Yes.
And you've got
a
plan.
Is there a ring involved? Or?
There's
no. But I mean, the talks have been I think it's pretty common knowledge that you guys intend to. You just haven't gotten
there. We basically are married.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, it's like, what's the rush?
Are you just holding out for common law?
No, he's getting the milk for free. I mean, why would he?
That's what I'm saying. Are you just going to wait out for common law that way you don't have to do the ceremony?
Well, what's common law? It's 7 years? 5 years?
7 years.
Oh, my God. That's a little bit long, dude.
We'll see.
I made it to four.
I thought common law was way shorter than that, but no. I could be wrong.
Yeah, it's 7 years.
Holy moly. But here's a new thing. Whenever you go to start planning your wedding, you got to have, I mean, let's think about it. We got to have a cake person, somebody making the cake.
Sure.
You got to have somebody that's going to put all the tables and the decorations out on the tables.
You need someone to do lighting, audio, and video.
You
and
need somebody to do,
we know some people that
we do.
AudioHog with 2Gs.com.
I think all of the above, I have connections across the board.
Okay, but you're still going to need these things, right?
Oh, yeah.
So you need somebody that's going to provide catering of some sort. You got to have catering. No. Just go with me here.
Okay, all right.
So you got to have somebody, if you're planning a wedding, these are the things that you got to have. You got to have somebody that's going to get you the spot, make sure that your invites are out there. Now there's
my front lawn.
Yeah,
done.
Got to have a photo booth.
You got to have a photo booth whenever you're doing it.
A photo booth?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know our good friend Channing Sterling Hogswallow.
Yeah,
actually
is his last name Hogswallow?
Yeah,
Hogswallow. Hogswallow is his last name. I gave him the nickname of Hogswallow.
Holy crap, we are not getting into this.
His last name is Hogswallow.
Hogswallow.
Yes. Hogswallow. It's like with some German Czechoslovakian something or other.
His last name's Hogswallow.
It is. That's exactly
actually,
right.
Actually, what we call it is Hogswallow.
We're getting way off topic here. Come back to me. There's a new thing that you can get for your wedding if you want to do it. It's the W Hotels in New York are offering a total gratuitous new service.
Yeah.
It is a social media concierge.
Oh.
What does that mean?
For only $3,000. I'm glad you asked, Zach.
Is that all? Just
$3,000? For only $3,000, you will get such fine services as someone who will live tweet your wedding.
Oh, my God.
Post photos on Instagram. Come up with a hashtag for all of your guests to use.
Because I need that.
Yeah, and to put Pinterest boards up with gift and honeymoon ideas to inspire you.
Only $3,000?
Yeah, it's only $3,000.
Hey, where do I sign? That sounds like a good deal. I think this would probably be a better idea. I need two sets of needle nose pliers so I can yank my nipples off.
Oh, my God.
I'd rather do that instead.
So what's the bride going to do while she's sitting at home not doing anything useful?
What?
Holy moly. I think that was a women dig.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what that was.
Now, hold on. Now, in all actuality, don't you think that in today's day and age that this is going to sell?
Those are all things that take 5 seconds to do.
For people that have $3,000 to piss away.
I think that
I do not have $3,000 to piss away.
I am telling you, we should like start our own business doing this because everybody wants the most likes on their wedding photo.
Right.
Everybody wants their own hashtag to be trending on Twitter.
God,
you know what I'm saying?
I can't believe it's gotten that far.
I think that this is genius.
This
whoever came up with this.
No,
I know it's dumb, but it's true. Think about all of the young people that are getting married and they're like, oh my God, who's going to do the Instagram while I'm doing my hair and getting ready?
What?
Somebody has to tweet me in my dress. Who's going to tweet? Somebody get over here and tweet me.
I will, in fact, tweet her in her dress.
Yeah, what's that going to be like? tweeter in the dress. Holy moly. Let's see. I'm going to jump right to the sexy stories here. There's some
stuff.
You ever had sex in the car?
I got a boner.
You got you
right now.
You've had sex in the car, right, Johnny?
Who had
sex in the car?
I've had sex in your car. Yeah.
You had sex in my car?
No,
you
I didn't.
Son of a bitch. Anyway.
Didn't you just buy a new car?
Here are some. I did.
Yeah.
And I have christened it.
Actually, I'm.
Oh, so you have.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I may have had sex on your old car now that I move on.
What the hell? Anyway, here are some tips if you want to have some good sex in your car.
Yeah, tips.
One, one is to use a seatbelt for bondage. Tie her up.
Yeah.
Uh huh. The bondage seatbelt, Zach.
Click it or tick it.
You wanted to grab you by the wrist, one with passenger seatbelt, one with the driver's seatbelt, and then you sit on the stick shift. Yeah.
What the fuck is going
nothing.
On right now?
Stand out on the sunroof to receive favors.
What?
Favors?
Uh huh. And stand out of the sunroof.
What, from like passersby?
Yeah!
I'm getting my dick sucked, bitches.
Yeah.
Throw me some candy.
It basically.
No, it's party favors. They're throwing you like the little blow thing that goes.
Yeah.
It really does defeat the purpose, though, of doing it in a car because you're trying to be discreet. You usually like go around behind a building or something. So now you're standing out of the sunroof. While
doing it in
sitting.
A car is not about being discreet. It's about doing it immediately right then now.
That is true. Yeah. I will give you that.
We've got nowhere else to go. Let's get this done and do it.
Exactly.
That looks mildly cushy.
There's a stick shift in my ass. That's fine. Go with it.
That's good. Go with it. Now tie yourself up with a seatbelt.
Why am I sitting on an old newspaper? It's to soak up the juices.
Use the mirrors to see the action from different angles.
Oh my God. Hold on.
I could see you like getting it on and you're like looking over at the passenger mirror and you're like, yeah.
No.
You look over at
the
driver.
And the wonderful
mirror.
Thing about, hold on, power windows, that, all you have to do is push a button and then. Yeah.
And then that's the what the legs
action
come
is
out.
In
it's
the
like
vision.
You're laying back in the driver's seat and you just reach up and like,
turn up the music to vibrate the car. If you've got a good system, you can get that.
Yep, sure.
Yeah. Number five, use the owner's manual to spank your partner. Yes.
That's like mob men used to like beat people with phone books so they wouldn't leave marks.
And finally, lie on the roof, let your legs hang off the edge and receive favors, quote unquote, from someone standing on the ground.
I've done that.
There you go.
Yeah. You can try that one out for
you
us.
You received
and let us
know favors from standing on the ground?
What?
That's what you just said.
Favors from standing. I don't
understand.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Wow. Let's end the show on that.
What a way to go.
God!
Way to go, buddy.
What a beautiful Wednesday it was.
ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. We hope that you learned something.
I learned what a briny hamster was.
Yes. John, what did you learn today?
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing at all?
Not a damn thing.
Oh, well.
You guys are retarded.
I learned about a new business that I want to do, and I'm going to start doing it.
What's that?
I'm going to start tweeting your life for money.
Really?
Yeah, that's it.
I can't pay you.
Yeah, well, you owe me.
Okay.
All right. Have a great week, everyone. We'll be back next week at some point, at some time. I have no idea. Check us out on facebook.com/KingsOfThePodcastle. Check out all of our content at kingsofthepodcastle.com, and make sure that you listen to us on Renegade Radio.
What?
Renegade Radio. Have a great week,
there
everybody.
Is.
There.
Bye bye.
Show me your boobs.
I say that same thing when I can't get it up with a woman.
And you don't look metrosexual. She might have had a little hang down the monkey.
That takes applying lipstick to a whole new level.
Hey, oh, that must be why you like it from behind all the time.
Well, we can have some private time. My mom's out of the house.
Jabbing a sausage in your mouth. No, what's a fap?
Well, I hope it was doggy style, sweetheart. Let's clean out your vag from all that sand you got in there, because I really don't give a rat's ass.
Is that like one guy, one horse? I moved out of mom's house. I'm going to get a butterfly on my backside. It looks like the gay communist China singing at the song.
You have to grab some and sniff it.
Ye vagina is wetteth.
Only if you show me your tits.
change your own tire next time, bitch.
And she had no words. It was just like, I was just like, what? And she's like, but it was, is that a guy? I was like, okay.
I have a little vagina.
God. This really fine bean that they grow.
Uh-huh.
And it's then
a dookie bean.
What?
I'm getting pissed.
Now listen here, honey. When you guys are done watching your SpongeBob, I want you to go ahead and take the knife that Mama sent to you and plunge it into Grandma and Grandpa's heart and fucking kill them.
Let me. I got one thing to say about that.
Okay, go on.
I'm with. Yeah, it's true.
Okay, that's all I gotta say about that.
You guys prefer a male or a female?
Female.
Really?
Yeah.
I actually would rather have an old man.
Please don't do this at home because, I mean, unless you're underage and you're listening to our show.
No, 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 no.